one of the craziest things you could do if you're running a state is say, I know, I've got a crazy idea. Let's legalize hard drugs, and then we'll step back like you're a scientist in a lab running mice or rats through a maze and say, let's see what happens when we legalize hard drugs. Well, in this case, it's not just one state, it's two states. State of Oregon, de facto legalized hard drugs. And what we're getting is more dead people, more criminal activity, more of everything bad and nothing good out of it. And then in Washington state, it wasn't even the people who did it like it was in Oregon with Measure 110. It was the Washington State Supreme Court that said, I know, we're going to wipe out the state's hard drug law, and then we'll double dog dare the legislature to actually do something about it, because the Washington Supreme Court is liberal, and so are a bunch of people who control a lot of the legislature. And they said, we know those Democrat lawmakers, they don't want to criminalize hard drugs. They think it works out better without laws against hard drugs. Well, one of the people who represents people in the state of Washington is Senator Keith Wagner. He's from District 39, and he's not one of those guys who thinks that legalizing hard drugs was a terrific idea. Senator Wagner, welcome back.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back, and I'm glad you clarified that at the end. I was starting to worry.
I wasn't going to lump you in with the D party, the drug party, the death party, whatever you want to call them, but they really did a dirty trick, and there are dead bodies in all of Washington state as a result of what was done. So Jay Inslee says you didn't get a new hard drug law during the regular session, so he'll call a short special session, and the promise is we'll get something meaningful out of it. Are we going to?
Well, I think so, and you have had me on at a very interesting time, because I just walked away from watching the floor who is debating our compromise bill right now. So that bill passed off the Senate floor this morning with great bipartisan support, only 6 no votes, 3 R's and 3 D's voted against the bill, and it's being debated right now on the House floor. And I think it's a bill that is not a fix, but it's an improvement, and it's going to save lives, and I hope like heck that the House passes this bill.
Well, Senator Wagner, I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you for walking away from that. I wanted to get you back in time in case there's a vote you're involved in making this thing happen. But that's where I was going to go next. This so-called compromise bill would make possession of small amounts of illegal drugs a gross misdemeanor. Is that enough?
Well, it's not enough, but it's all we were going to get in this political environment. And to be clear, I stood with Senator Patton's proposed bill, which would have returned drug possession to a felony. But that bill was not brought forward. So what we had to work with was at least getting from a simple misdemeanor to a gross misdemeanor, and also building in the ability for people to be compelled to get help, because that is so important. And what I think is another important thing to note about this whole process and the fact that we're back here, it shows that even when the Republicans are in the minority, we have had the ability to affect this bill, because if we hadn't stood our ground and pushed back, you'd be looking at a bill much closer to total decriminalization of drug use.
Why? Now, if the legislature had not acted now, and not acted till July, or not acted after July 1, the state of Washington would have gone to all hard drugs are legal all the time?
Essentially so. It would have allowed municipalities, counties, and cities to make some of their own rules to protect themselves, but I don't have faith that that would happen everywhere in the state, given some of the local leadership. So I think a statewide solution that's at least workable is a much better solution than having this patchwork of regulation across the state, so people wouldn't even know if they were in the right or in the wrong or what the consequences would be. So to me, it's very important that we get a workable solution that's going to save lives. And I think this compromise bill, I don't call it a Blake fix, I call it a Blake improvement, and I suspect that we will have to go back and make improvements to it over time in following sessions, but it's going to give local government, prosecutors, law enforcement, and people who provide health care to people who are addicted and trying to beat it. It's going to give all of them tools to make the state safer.
Senator, I'll use a metaphor because my audience hates me for some of my metaphors, but I want to know if it's going to get to the place it needs to be, because when it was a felony, a judge almost always would say to somebody caught with drugs, they'd say, you can go into treatment or you can take the felony. And 90-95% of the people said, judge, I'll go into treatment, and if I stay in it for a year, you'll wipe the felony off my record. That worked very well, but it had to be a big enough incentive. I'd compare it to this. I think I haven't had a parking ticket in downtown Seattle in a long time, but I think they're about $50 or $60. That's enough to incentivize you to avoid getting a parking ticket. If a parking ticket was $1, I might just say, well, screw it. I'll take the parking ticket. Big deal. Every year I'll pay 10 or 12 of them or 15 of them, and it's of no consequence to pay $10 or $12 versus, you know, thousands of dollars. Is a gross misdemeanor enough to get most or even a substantial number of people caught with drugs into treatment?
So that's a really big concern. And the way the bill is written, you can get sentenced up to 180 days for the first two offenses. I think that's kind of on the borderline. Is that going to compel people into treatment, or are they going to take the time? I don't know. But the third offense gives you 364 days that the judge may apply.
Well,
and I think that could be effective. So, it, as I said, it's not an ideal solution. Somebody's going to have to make a choice whether they want to get help or do the shorter amount of time. I wish we could have gotten to some mandatory minimums, but that was gutted in the last attempt during the regular session.
Okay, but Senator, the old problem with the current law that's in place till July 1 was somebody had to count those occurrences, and you said most of the jurisdictions didn't do that because you had to count one, two, or three and get to the higher penalties. Is that now going to be part of the process, that all these cities and counties are going to have to count all the number ones and number twos so when you get to number three they can throw the book at somebody or offer them treatment?
No, this is a better system. So you're right. The current system, there's nobody keeping track of strikes. So we say three strikes, but it really means infinite strikes. But under the compromise bill, these will be court filings, and they will be kept track of, much like DUIs are kept track of today. So in that respect, the bill is much better. I just wish that the sentencing penalties would be higher to do exactly what you suggested. You have to compel people, because they're weighing what's going to be more painful to me, doing time or going and getting treatment.
Absolutely right. That's Senator Keith Wagner from District 39. Senator Wagner, thank you very much.